How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into the Early Line, live right here on Sports Grid. What is to be a jam-packed hour number two. Starts off with our 7-in-7 top headlines here. Kevin Walsh alongside Donnie Wrightside. The NBA leads it off with game one of the NBA Finals going to the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul dazzling. 32 points, 9 assists as they get the job done, 118-105, and protect home court in Phoenix.
Yeah, wonderful. Rested and ready. Phoenix Suns were. Came out right away in the first quarter, won that first quarter, won the second quarter and the third quarter, already up by double digits entering into the fourth. Cruised home with a 13-point lead. Chris Paul was magnificent. Obviously, Giannis coming back and looking healthy from a fan's perspective. Looks like we'll get a long series. Or else, Kevin, is this one going to be Suns in four popping up? Because that now is definitely a thing with the Suns winning the first game of the series. Long way to go, Kevin. Not surprising if this game go, if this series goes seven for me.
It's going to be a really fun series, I do believe. And part of that is Giannis Antetokounmpo playing in game one. His game two status doesn't seem to be in doubt if he played a game one. But he also said, and I thought it was noteworthy, that he anticipates, Donnie, he will feel much better by the time that we get to game number two.
Yeah, it's almost like you get to have that deep breath and say, whew, man, thank goodness. I was able to play 35 minutes. The knee felt great. Let's just have one last check after the game and then the day after to see if there's any swelling. But if there's not, what leads you to believe that anything at all is left from that lingering knee issue that he had maybe a week and a half ago when he left the game versus the Atlanta Hawks? He looks not worse for the wear, even better than I anticipated. What did you think, Kevin, coming out in that game also? Because I see Giannis running up and down the court. Right away, he's dunking back the first play the game, basically. Is an alley-oop to Giannis. I'm like, whoa, Kev. Looks like he's back.
Yeah, he came back, clanked a free throw, and we're like, oh, Giannis is 100%. Yeah. But 20 points and 17 rebounds and was the only player that played substantial minutes, really, that was able to go out there and register a positive plus-minus for this Milwaukee team. If he can up his minutes, Milwaukee will be in a significantly better place. He is the most important player in this series. Make no bones about it. Happy to see him out there and available. Even if it's not at 100%, it is certainly north of that 75-80% range, it felt like, at least for that opening game. We keep things moving here and go over to the world of soccer. Euro 2020, one half of the final is set as Italy moves past Spain in penalties, Donnie.
Wonderful goal to start the game out by Italy, but then the equalizer by Spain. And quite frankly, after that second goal here to tie it at 1-1 when they headed into extra time, it looked like Spain was the better team, but not forcing the issue. And to me, watching it, you know, it's a couple soccer guys here, I'm saying it would be a mistake if Spain lets this get to penalty kicks, because then it's anybody's game at this point. Italy advances in penalty kicks, a wild scene that's going to be set here at Wembley. If, and I say if with an asterisk today, Kevin, England wins. We all know the outcome already. That is going to be an amazing final for Euro 2020. Looking forward to it.
Three Lions also halfway home on a nice FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost of Italy and England to meet in the final. That was available yesterday, paying out at plus 200. We keep things moving here in our 7-7 top headlines, but I first want to welcome in the radio audience. Thanks to everybody listening to the early line on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204, the Mightier 1090, all of our radio affiliates. Yesterday, the match taking place. Rodgers and DeChambeau taking down Mickelson and Tom Brady and going out there, and Rodgers getting a little bit of redemption against Tom. Not the big stage, but a nice win for them at the match.
No, it looks like a lot of chatter out there as well. A lot of money raised for charity, but also as we were watching on the air, Kevin, what scenery do we have out here? At elevation, what, 7,500 feet elevation? You know, balls traveling all over the place. And also, yes, Kevin, we had coyotes and bears make an appearance. Wild. We had everything, whether you're a golfer or you just like nature, Kevin. That was the show for you yesterday. Wonderful stuff. We'll see who, again, comes up in the match the following year. But it looks like we got an annual tradition, Kevin, on our hands.
Yeah, I think the match is going to stick around. For those that missed it, in hour one, Donnie and I gave our suggestions. Donnie had a very good one. I implore everybody to go back and check that out here. Going over to Major League Baseball, seven innings pitched, an RBI double, and a victory for Mr. Do-It-All Shohei Ohtani as the Angels beat the Boston Red Sox.
MVP, MVP, put that on a t-shirt. Shohei showed out last night. Nice little bounce back start, seven innings, tidy 89 pitches, gets his team the victory, as that probably will be his last start heading in to the All-Star break, where I expect him to put on a show, Kevin. And if you get minus 200 now, just wait till the All-Star game and all the All-Star festivities when Ohtani wins Home Run Derby and raises it to minus 240. How about that, Kevin? You increase your MVP odds by doing a non-sanctioned baseball event. Fantastic stuff. Let's go, Ohtani.
It is going to happen, though. He's going to win the Home Run Derby, and his odds will increase because of it. Also, in Major League Baseball, the White Sox, Donnie, now going to be without Yasmani Grandal for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Still a heavy favorite to win the Central Division, and rightfully so. Getting good pitching, get a good bullpen, but this is the sign of a good organization. Down a couple players in their lineup, much similar to the New York Mets, but it looks like this team, if they can get some pieces back before the end of the season and maybe add on at the deadline, they're going to make some hay in the playoffs. But they are the team to beat in the Central, regardless, Kevin, of injuries, and that's a big one, the Grandal.
No doubt a massive threat in the American League. Last headline, the Stanley Cup Final returns to Tampa Bay for game number 5. We'll be breaking that down and a lot more right here in hour number 2. Keep it locked on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back right here on the early line. Kevin Walsh and Mr. English Football, Donnie Wrightside, appropriately here to help us get set for England, Denmark. We are looking for the second half of the final. Italy awaits the winner of England versus Denmark. England, a minus 140 favorite. The draw, plus 230. Plus 460 on Denmark. Again, keep in mind here, that is graded through 90 minutes plus extra time. If this does go then into the next level of extra time, the draw would, of course, be cashing. If you were looking to bet the two advance market there, that is significantly higher to qualify for the next round. England minus 320, Denmark plus 245. Donnie, I just have to bring this up because, again, I know you basically founded English football here. A big day for the Three Lions.
it is a big day for the Three Lions. And if you guys think I'm faking it out here, that I'm not truly, you know, an Englishman here, my government name, Donnie Seymour. Seymour, yeah, that's pretty much as English as it absolutely gets. And we've been on this from the beginning. This should be a great one, Kevin. Now, I always like to kid and joke around, you know, a couple soccer guys and, you know, what we like to do. But just being a sporting fan overall with anything, I love big-time events, Kevin. And now that we have packed crowds, Wembley was so much fun to watch the last time England played at home in Wembley, and the place was electric. It's going to be the same thing. So just even from a sporting aspect, whether or not I think England is better than Denmark, we'll see that on the pitch today. But even if they do advance, you're going to have it once again at home in England versus Italy. Two crazy fan bases for their soccer. It's going to be so much fun to watch. And this coming from a guy that, hey, I'd rather watch a football game, a baseball game, any time of the week over soccer. But when we get to these big events here, I love to see the crowd and also the national support that these teams get. It's going to be a great time to watch here, 3 o'clock Eastern time. I'm going to watch in England. And of course, I do have a rooting interest. Number one, I am an Englishman. But number two, I do have the FanDuel odds boost here that just needs to get home England into the final to cash a plus 200 ticket. So yes, England all the way around, Kevin.
You love to see that. I want to quickly just bring up the top goal scorer market. Now, I'm going to be absolutely honest here. I do not know what exactly happens in terms of your Patrick Schick, Cristiano Ronaldo payouts on top goal scorer. You see that they are both plus 165. I do not know if that is a full payout on the plus 165 if they finish as joint goal scorer. I know at times the dead heat rules where you then would split that number and that's what you would be paid out. Though there is no line of demarcation here. But, of course, the big threat to those two is Harry Kane. Plus 105 to score in this game. And, of course, they're favored to move on. Scoring against Italy, always a difficult sign. Harry Kane, though, a legitimate option here. Really interesting, though, Donnie, this top goal scorer market. That Schick and Ronaldo are both plus 165. If you're paid out in full, if they finish as joint top goal scorer, I got no qualms with that.
No, you're right. Then mostly everybody would just take each side of the plus 165, which is the betting scenario's dream. We do this a lot, Kevin. We took it Major League Baseball, where you see me go to extra innings. You'd be like, I don't care what the price is. Let me take the plus 165. And minute the other one goes to a plus 125, I'm just going to cash out that ticket, sit on it, and don't care who wins. So 165 on both sides, if they finish in a tie, would be hilarious to get paid out on both sides, or even if one or the other wins at that point. But you're right, Harry Kane. You would have to believe, Kevin, if they're going to win Euro 2020, the English, he's going to have to probably score in this game and the final as well. So maybe not a bad look there. Plus 380. Also, Raheem Sterling on the English squad at plus 950 in this. But I believe a couple weeks back, as we were getting into it, thought Cristiano Ronaldo would still be able to take home top goal scorer, even though we didn't think his team would advance. And he's still currently in play for that.
Yeah, it's going to be I'm really excited to watch this fully run. I might have to ask our friends over at TMA to check with their friend John Sheeran to get a confirmation on how the payouts exactly work there for that top goal scorer market. We want to bring up, of course, everything going on in the world of golf. The John Deere Classic this week. Look, not the most star-studded field that we've seen at all. Daniel Berger is a plus 950 favorite. Brian Harman is 15-1. Sung Jae Im at 17-1, along with Russell Henley. And then Kevin Streelman is the last golfer at sub 20-1 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We want to go over to our guy, Rick Gaiman, to help you get set up for the John Deere Classic with a course preview.
The PGA Tour rolls on for this week's John Deere Classic, and of course the week before a major championship is always difficult to attract a strong field, but the week before a major championship on another continent, even more difficult, and that's what we're seeing reflected with the field at the John Deere Classic this week. Most of the top players have already made the trip across the pond and are getting ready for Royal St. George's next week, which leaves us with one of the weaker fields that we've had in recent years. recent memory. However, it means lots of opportunity, not only for the golfers in this field who are all vying for lots of money, lots of points, lots of opportunity, the chance to get your card, but these are weeks where the well-researched, well-informed handicapper tends to do well because the edges are a bit bigger. These are not all household names. These are guys that are ranking outside the top 100 and 200 in the world, vying for an opportunity to hoist the trophy. Now, TPC Deer Run, that's a staple on the PGA Tour. It's held this event every year since 2000. And of course, 2020, there was no John Deere Classic. So Dylan Fratelli is still technically our defending champion. And TPC Deer Run is going to offer lots of different elevation changes. It's going to offer a lot of opportunities to make birdie. Similar to last week, the winning score could be 20 or more under par. So you're going to need to go out there, find the fairway, give yourself an opportunity to take dead aim at these flags and see how many putts you can roll in if you want to win this week's John Deere Classic.
Great stuff, as always, from Rick Gaiman here. It's really interesting, Donnie, when you get a board like this, because sometimes people believe that this can create the most value when you have something like the John Deere Classic that is probably going to be as wide open as this one.
No, absolutely. And also keep in mind, the key part of that video, most golfers, it's not we're all just going to skip the John Deere because we don't like tractors. No, they're getting ready for the British Open across seas. So that takes extra travel time, extra preparation to get ready for those courses over there, links style, as opposed to what we see on the PGA Tour. Now, the question is, Daniel Berger sits as a heavy favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a plus 950. Hey, Kevin, last week there was a guy named Bryson DeChambeau that was roughly way ahead or by a half of the field, and he didn't even make the cut. So I think you are very astute here bringing up a point that this might create a lot of movers and shakers over the weekend. Maybe some good advantages to betting this golf tournament live as well. But from last week to this week, plus 950 to plus 15-1 is for second place Brian Harman in the odds race here. I don't want the favorites. I'm looking for the back of the field here. Give me a 30-1. Give me a 40-1 out here that could possibly win this tournament.
Look, I understand Bryson 7-1 to win the tournament, still a bit of a long shot. I can't believe he missed the cut. I cannot believe that he missed the cut at the Rocket Mortgage. That is absolutely wild here. I want to bring up one more story, and it's going to help us transition to take it or leave it as well. Yesterday, Mac Jones signing his rookie deal. The day after, Trevor Lawrence had signed his with the Jacksonville Jaguars here, Donnie. Locked in now with the New England Patriots, as expected. But also, the odds for him to be the quarterback in week number one for the New England Patriots at plus 185. There has been some rumblings that this could be a legitimate competition between him and Cam Newton.
It should be a legitimate competition, but everything I keep on reading out of New England, where Bill Belichick has this love affair with Cam Newton, when you saw him throw last year, he's at the back end of his career. You actually have a lot of guys opting back in from COVID, and they splurged in free agency. So if you want to say, I'm going to go with a veteran over the first couple weeks, okay, I get it, but your future is not Cam Newton. Your future is Mac Jones. You should be able to get him raring and ready to go over the summer. Let's keep in mind, he didn't play at North Dakota State or South Dakota State. He played big-time football in big time situations at Alabama. Let the kid sink or swim in his rookie year. You'll be a better player and you'll be a better organization for it. Even though I do think week one, it's going to be Cam Newton up there in New England.
I tend to think it's going to be Cam Newton as well. Could either of those quarterbacks lead them to the playoffs? We'll discuss next and take it or leave it.
Live on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for Take It or Leave It right here on the Early Line. We finished off last segment talking about Mac Jones signing his rookie deal with the New England Patriots. Talks out of New England conflicting. Is it going to be Mac Jones? Is it going to be Cam Newton here? Either way, the Patriots are plus 126 to return to the playoffs. Donnie, take it or leave it. New England at plus 126 to make the playoffs.
I actually think I'm going to take this here because I'm going to be buoyed by a good organization, probably the best football coach that we've ever seen in Bill Belichick. Josh McDaniels, still a very good offensive coordinator, but it all is up to the quarterback play. Are we saying that Cam Newton can start here, Kevin, and be an effective quarterback for this season? Not be an all-pro quarterback or not even make a Pro Bowl, but just be effective enough to lead them to, I don't know, 10 wins to go 10-7. Because as we take a look at the NFL, those seven slots up for grabs in the West, or should I say in the AFC, some of those teams are going to be coming from out West. But let's look at the teams in front of the Patriots here. And again, in no particular order that I'm looking at. Titans, Colts, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns. And that leaves that seven spot here to the Steelers, Chargers, and possibly the Patriots for me. If I'm looking at the Steelers, I'm a little bit down on them. Maybe the Chargers were a little bit better than what we thought they would be with Justin Herbert. Maybe he steps back. But if you get good quarterback play, not great, just good quarterback play, either Mac Jones or Cam Newton, I like that plus money number on the New England Patriots to return to the playoffs this year. I believe they're fighting with those three teams, but the nucleus of the New England Patriots, Kevin, for 2021, very strong, just need quarterback play. I'll take the plus money number on them returning back to the playoffs this year.
For me, in the early outlook, it's a leave it. I do not trust New England, which is crazy to say, but what they did last year with Cam Newton was absolutely mind-blowing. And it's so funny because a lot of people, when you associate, hey, what do you think about Cam and the Patriots? Most people, and I understand why, I can't do this whole Cam thing. He's washed. He's shot. They need to transition off of Cam Newton. I watched far too many Cam Newton Patriots reps last year because I had this ticket on him to go over his passing yards. They benched this man after three straight handoffs. What is that? Like, and I don't, they did not improve the receiving core enough for me. Maybe they figured it out now, doubling up on tight ends, and that's going to be the answer to the problems here. Seeing will be believing for me as it pertains to Cam Newton. And the thing is, if it's not Cam Newton, I'm not buying Mac Jones. I wasn't really a believer on him that much coming out of Alabama, and I'm not sure I'm going to be buying him in year number one. So it is a leave it for me on the New England Patriots. And I thought that this team would be much better throughout last season. I think their defense, to your point, Donnie, can be markedly better. And also the increased playoff spots does help, but the quarterback situation is just too much of a mess for me to get involved with the Patriots to make the playoffs, even if it is a plus price here. We've transitioned now to the Stanley Cup final here. A lot of good options for us. The total, some odds boosts that'll help us cover all of our bases. We start with the total at 5.5 in this Lightning Canadiens game number 5. It is plus 132 to the over, Donnie. Take it or leave it. Over 5.5 goals here in game number 5.
I'm going to go over. And the reason I'm going over is it's a closeout situation. So if we do get a lead, let's just say, Kevin, 3-1 for the Tampa Bay Lightning in the third period, are we holding our goalie Carey Price in until 2 minutes to go in the final period? No. You're going to try to get as much of a man advantage as you can for at least 5 to 6 possible minutes to try to tie this up and send it back to Montreal. If this was just a standard maybe, you know, game 2 or game 3, I'd probably say leaning towards the under once again. But we've seen a numerous amount of goals come through, games as high as getting to 9. But taking a look at this game just individually in a closeout game, I want Tampa Bay to have the lead, and I want Montreal to pull Carey Price with 5 minutes to go. You might be looking at 2 extra goals, which could be enough to put you over that total. I'm going to go with the plus money number here at the FanDuel Sportsbook at 132, over 5.5 goals. I like it. I'm taking it.
I absolutely agree. I think it's an over situation. We've seen this Lightning team go out there and put up a ton of goals, even in this series, being able to score 6 and 5 in 2 separate occasions against Carey Price. If there is a team total on Tampa Bay, that would be the most attractive option to me here. I do think that team will be able to put a couple of them past Montreal. And you can tell by what Donnie's talking about, where if it is going to be late game situation, Montreal pulling the goalie, I agree. I do think Tampa Bay closes the door tonight. The opportunity to get empty netters is always there. The question, though, is could we nail down who one of those goals comes from? A FanDuel Sportsbook odds boost tonight, Donnie, on Steven Stamkos to find the back of the net and the Lightning to win Game 5, paying out at plus 350.
Yeah, this sounds like it's right up my alley right now. And the last time I had a Steven Stamkos odds boost, he did not score, and I believe it was the game, Kevin, where the Lightning scored six times and he wasn't involved. Yeah. So let's go back to the law of averages on home ice tonight in Tampa Bay. I do think Tampa Bay closes the door in Game 5, and I do think Steven Stamkos scores. So that 350 is exactly what I'm looking for, Kevin. I am taking this one. What do you say? We going a little Stamkos action tonight? You going to sit this one out? Come on now. What are we doing?
Listen, Donnie's always trying to push me towards the hockey boost. This does feel like a take it. Not only to take it on Steven Stamkos, who we have seen score during this postseason at a good enough rate. I think you take a couple of guys here, Kucherov, Braden Point, pair them with those player performance doubles. The player performance doubles is one of the best markets on FanDuel throughout all sports. It continues to be that way. And if you believe in the Lightning, I think the Lightning get the job done. I think Donnie thinks the Lightning get the job done here. Grabbing their goal scorers and being able to basically parlay them and get bigger payouts, where if you could hit, let's just say you played four guys, you might be able to have yourself a night if you just cash one. Stamkos is plus 350. Braden Point, your Kucherovs here. I think, Donnie, you can spray the board tonight on these Lightning goal scorers. Again, I think they're going to have a big scoring output tonight here. We go back to Euro 2020. England against Denmark, a big time game for the Three Lions. No odds boost yet. I feel like there is one coming, but why not give the people a personally created odds boost that's not really an odds boost, that will one day soon enough hopefully become an odds boost, which is 2-0 thus far during Euro 2020. A limited amount of matches left, so why not give it another try? Both teams to score, Donnie, in England, Denmark, plus 116 for the S. Take it or leave it.
Now, usually I would be all about this. Oh, goal scorers, both sides, absolutely sign me up. But no way. Not today, Kevin. Not at the plus 116 number. Whoa. I need more than that. Why? Because I think England comes with the clean sheet, 2-0. A goal by Harry Kane and a goal by Raheem the Dream Sterling, and no goals by Denmark as they move to the final. And yes, Kevin, absolutely, it's coming home.
You know, I appreciate the fact that it's coming home. I don't appreciate the fact that you would ever turn down an odds boost that's not really an odds boost, but it's 2-0 during Euro 2020. I'll tell you this right now. This is a big situation here in this game. England actually has not been scored on yet during this tournament, which is certainly the risk of this whole thing. I do think, though, that this Denmark team has been clicking on all cylinders. Their offensive output has massively increased throughout the back end of this tournament. Put two past the Czech Republic, four past Wales, four past Russia, and they found a goal against Belgium. I'm sure that England defensively rates higher than all of those clubs. Belgium probably the closest in proximity there, but I do think that Denmark can find the back of the net, and I certainly anticipate England scoring as well here. And I like that it's a plus price. I like that. And by the way, it's going up. People agree with Donnie. Very disrespectful. Both teams will score in this match. We go with one more here to help us transition to breaking down tonight's Major League Baseball board. Now, this is an odds boost, or a player performance double, rather, that probably won't be available because it is a seven-inning doubleheader, which is a shame. But it is still worth asking in take it or leave it, Donnie. When Jacob deGrom does take the mound today against the Milwaukee Brewers, in a seven-inning doubleheader to strike out 10 batters and get a Mets win.
You know, it's interesting because the more I think about this, and just looking at it from this morning when it was up here on our graphics board, I'm saying, like, yeah, it's a 7-inning doubleheader. You're probably not going to want to do that. But is Jacob deGrom really going into the 8th inning anyway? And is even going into the 7th inning in this game? All he really needs, Kevin, to achieve that, if he can go 6 innings, maybe 5 2/3, he can still get the 10 Ks. And if he's still in the 5th inning, there's probably a really good chance, if he's approaching 10 Ks, that the Mets are probably going to win this game. I still like this. If this is going to be available on the FanDuel odds board, I think it makes a lot of sense, because just from your eye perspective, oh, it's not 9 innings. I might need Jacob deGrom to go to 9 innings. When is Jacob deGrom going to go 9 innings right now, when they seem to be having on that 80 to 90 pitch count? If he goes 6 innings, Kevin, he should get the 10K. The fact that it's a 7-inning doubleheader, I think, is obsolete right now. Take it.
I agree. And also, I think in an ideal world for Jacob deGrom, Donnie, He'll just pitch the whole full seven innings if opportunity presents itself, right? Instead of passing it over to this bullpen, he went seven in his last start against Atlanta, struck out 14 batters in 93 pitches, which is the most that he has thrown since April. So I think the workload is going to start to increase a little bit for Jacob DeGrom. Also, Donnie, can we play a little bit of a guessing game here? If it is Jacob DeGrom against Corbin Burns in a seven-inning doubleheader, what is the total?
4.5? Is it 4.5?
Right? I guess so. I mean, we're talking about,
like, and I know two, you could pull a victory down. Wow.
And I know it's a seven-inning doubleheader, which obviously has a massive impact on. Like, the thing is, it'd probably be 5.5, 6 flat if it was a normal nine-inning game. Like, can they hang a 4 and juice it to the over? Like, I really want this to be DeGrom versus Corbin Burns. I wish it was the night game. That way Donnie and I can break it down live on In Play Sports tonight. We'll see how it develops. We'll see how they list the starters. We'll come on back and break down the rest of the baseball board next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baseball time on the early line. Full Major League Baseball board that we get to sink our teeth into right now here on the show. A lot of good stuff. Some early starts as well, which you always appreciate on a Wednesday. Some doubleheaders throughout this baseball board. And I'm going to start at the top here. The first game that has odds listed on the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, the Pirates and the Braves. Pittsburgh hosting as a +120 dog, a total at 9.5. One of the interesting things about this series thus far, not only is Pittsburgh winning the first two games, but Atlanta combining for 2 runs through 2 games in Pittsburgh against Pittsburgh pitching, which is just unbelievable from this Atlanta team. Every time you think they're going to wake up, nope, they go right back to sleep here, Donnie. What do you make of Atlanta, not only as the favorite in this game, but the chance they can finally, maybe, score some runs?
I mean, we're waiting for them to wake up once again, and we keep getting back to, hey, remember when they scored 20 runs? Yeah, it seems like, you know, decades ago at this point now, where they continue to struggle. They are in a pitcher's ballpark out there at PNC in Pittsburgh, but that shouldn't be any cause, you know, for concern at the plate. They should be hitting. The last two games, Kevin, they didn't face very good starting pitching. They weren't able to hit. You know what, again, today, they're not going to face a very good starting pitcher. Will Crow's going to take them out, one of the guys I've liked to fade quite a bit this season, a 5.19 xFIP number. And if you take a look at the way he handles lefties and righties, 349 weighted on base average to lefties, 381, Kevin, to righties. So if you go down the list here, Acuna, Freeman, Albies, Riley, Heredia, Swanson, you know, Contreras, the estimated lineup that should be in tonight, they should hit, Kevin. But then again, the last two nights, they should have also been able to hit. I can't trust the Atlanta Braves at this time. So even if we're looking at a team total where they should be able to get the 4-5 runs against Will Crow, they should have done it the past two nights and absolutely drew dead at the plate. Do I want to now take the Pittsburgh Pirates this game? Possibly no. But you're also not going up against a great pitcher with Smiley on the mound for the Braves. If I had to take a play in this game, I would lean towards the dog. I can't trust Atlanta at the plate, and I trust Pittsburgh more. What world are we living in? Well, 2021, it's the way it is.
Let me just say this. There's absolutely a 0% chance I would bet Atlanta on the money line because I've done this too many times in my life. As you know, like, oh, they're not going to get swept by Pittsburgh. Bang, walk right into a glass door. Like, I'm not doing it. But I will say it depends on the number for this team total. 4.5s would probably be very juiced. Flat 5s, maybe. Pick 'em range, maybe some plus money on 5.5. Yeah. They have seen Will Crow this year in Atlanta. He went 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 home runs, and 4 total earned runs in that game here. The thing about Atlanta is sometimes you just give it a whirl, and maybe they'll score 20 runs like they did against the Mets that night. It'll all depend on that Atlanta team total. It is the only way, though, that I would be getting involved with this game. We keep it moving down the board, looking at some of the interesting spots, and another one that is really interesting to me is a Blue Jays-Orioles matchup here. Hyun-Jin Ryu getting the ball in Camden Yards. Matt Harvey coming back to the mound here against Toronto once again. A total checking in at 10.5. Baltimore on the heels of a victory against this team yesterday here, Donnie. A sizable road favorite for Toronto, considering the pitching matchup, though, makes all the sense in the world to me.
Another lefty on the mound here, actually, for the Toronto Blue Jays. Didn't fare too well with Steven Matz on the mound yesterday versus that Baltimore right-handed heavy lineup. But obviously a better pedigree pitcher here in Hyun-Jin Ryu over Steven Matz. But as you take a look from the Toronto side of it again, whether they win or not win, they're probably going to score runs here in that smaller ballpark. And Matt Harvey is a fly ball pitcher, Kevin. 4.94 xFIP. If we take a look at the way he handles both lefties and righties, you're actually at an advantage with Matt Harvey if you're coming from the right-handed side of the batter's box. Weighted on base average, 402, ISO power number of 236 against Harvey from right-handed batters. And we all know they do have a couple powerful righties even to start the lineup. Simeon Bichette, Guerrero Jr., Springer, and Teoscar Hernandez right off the bat. Will get runs once again. Just a matter of will that pedigree pitcher for the Blue Jays step up. They're the better team here. They should win. But also, Kevin, how do you back Matt Harvey at this point? No way. You expect him to get lit up in that small ballpark. And I think Toronto does some damage once again tonight.
And you'll notice there are five different Toronto Blue Jays who are below 3-1 to hit a home run. For those that aren't often dabbling in home run props, to have five batters at that range is substantial. Yesterday at Wrigley Field, the Cubs had only one batter, and it was Javi Baez at plus 290. So clearly, considering the ballpark and the pitcher, they expect that the Blue Jays have a very good chance to mash against Matt Harvey and hit some long balls here. Continuing to look through the options, why not talk about Cubs-Phillies? Today's total, a 7 after what we just saw. I had to check my eyes a couple of times when I saw that with the way things have been going. This isn't a 7-inning doubleheader. It is a Zach Wheeler-pitched game, though, and it's a minus 154 against the Phils, which means the Cubs are favored to drop their 12th consecutive game. Donnie, is this a massive shift in the weather here at Wrigley Field? Perhaps the wind now pushing in after being very giving the last 2 days?
That is exactly correct, and that's how you know where the wind is blowing in Wrigley. Just check some of the actual box scores here. You saw last night, the past 2 nights, absolutely scoring bonanzas, and you say, yep, it's going to happen. It doesn't matter who's on the mound for a third game. Not so fast at Wrigley, one of those ballparks that's really hampered by winds. If it's blowing out, you get fly balls right away that leave the ballpark. When it's blowing in, it makes it much, much more difficult to score. And also keep in mind, wind blowing in and Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies, that should quell some of those bats for the Chicago Cubs. I do think the Philadelphia Phillies will win once again here tonight in Chicago.
Wow.
Maybe not by runaway fashion where they put up 15 runs. The lineup still does look decent for the Chicago Cubs, but let's take a look at Zach Wheeler here. XFIP on the season, Kevin, 2.89. K percentage, 32%. Walks under 5%. Ground ball percentage, close to 50%. We all know Wrigley, keep the ball on the ground. It can't leave the yard. But let's take a look at his splits here, Kevin. Weighted on base average, I always like to bring this number up. 320 is the Major League Baseball average. Anything above is positive. Anything below is negative. Check out Wheeler's splits, the lefties and righties, Kevin. Lefties, 218 batters he's faced this year. 228 weighted on base average. And oh yeah, to righties, a 243. Dominant pitcher. You know, DeGrom's doing historic things. But Wheeler is having probably the best year of his career. Not going to really get any Cy Young votes at this point. But boy, he's unheralded. He's been very good in booing the pitching staff for the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies should win tonight. I don't know about 7, though. It is hard to take a 7 at Wrigley, though, Kev, and go under.
Yeah, it's just like it was. The last two games have had 16-plus runs scored in them, so to come and swing around here on a 7, a number the Phillies have hit on their own in two straight games, doesn't really fit my eyeline. Also, I'd be more than okay if baseball gave out a secondary Cy Young to a non-DeGrom person, considering he's a minus 1,000 to win this award, and rightfully so. Like, Zach Wheeler may be having the second best pitching season of a National League pitcher, but we all know who number one is, and obviously that does impact things quite a bit here. Continuing to move throughout this Major League Baseball board, Manaea versus Garcia, the Athletics versus the Astros, a minus 162 number now as these numbers continue to shift here throughout the morning on Houston. A total of 8.5. A lot of runs yesterday, Donnie, in this matchup here. Could it possibly happen again with that number again sitting at 8.5?
I mean, why not? You're looking at two pitchers that are decent in caliber, but you do have some really good hitting on both sides of the plate from Oakland and also for the Astros. If you take a look today against Garcia on the mound, he is a right-handed pitcher, Kevin. So obviously left-handed bats is exactly how you want to attack this guy. On the season, first Garcia, 134 plate appearances against him, Kevin, a .338 weighted on base average and an ISO power number of 203. So the anticipated lineup tonight for the Oakland Athletics, Kemp is a lefty, Olson's a lefty, Lowry along with Brown, that's 4 out of the 9 batters. You would like to see that a little bit higher, like maybe 6 batters from the left-hand side, 3 from the right-hand side. But flipping it over to Houston, it almost seems like it doesn't matter who they face, because each and every night they're putting out a powerful lineup. And also keep in mind, still waiting for Bregman, who technically is not close to coming back, but if he does make an appearance after the All-Star break to get that lineup back full go, that's still the team I think Absolutely. Is the team to beat in the AL West and also the AL. But in tonight's game, in this matchup here, taking a look at a slight dog here towards the Oakland Athletics, not a bad price. 8.5 sounds about right. But yesterday, Kevin, in this game, like, hey, you know what? Seems like an under game. Not so fast. It went way over the total.
It was just very odd, though, how Oakland proceeded to go out there and put up 6 through 2 innings and then got stopped dead in their tracks. It's one of the reasons I've explained to people, if you are next to someone who is betting a total in Major League Baseball, never tell them that they are overreacting no matter what inning it is. No opportunities are guaranteed in Major League Baseball. The Diamondbacks yesterday hit 4 straight doubles to start that game. Nobody out, 3 runs home, a man on second. They didn't score again until the bottom of the 9th inning. Like, nothing is guaranteed when it comes to baseball totals, but Oakland certainly did their half part if you were betting an over yesterday in that game. Not so much if you bet them to win that game. Speaking of overs, the Cardinals and the Giants meeting once again tonight in San Francisco here. The Giants struggling against this St. Louis team who have been struggling on their own right. I mentioned the total, though, because Oviedo has been one of Donnie's guys. Funny thing is, when usually, oh, this is one of my guys, it's a positive thing. Not exactly when it comes to Donnie in Major League Baseball. These are people that are being targeted here. Oviedo tonight going against the San Francisco Giants here as a sizable dog with good reason, Donnie, with what we've seen from Oviedo.
No, certainly. And we take a look at that XFIP number, which is fielding independent pitching, and it's the expected fielding independent pitching, a 5.61 number. That's about as disastrous as it gets for a common starter. Now, you might see that number pop up for a guy that has, like, you know, 10 innings, 12 innings, but Oviedo has been around the block this year in 2021. And if we take a look at where he gets damaged, it's from the left-handed batters here, Kevin. 105 left-handed batters Oviedo has faced this season. A .390 weighted on base percentage and a .180 ISO number. Well, the good thing about that San Francisco Giants lineup, Kevin, they can stack lefties here. If we take a look at tonight's anticipated lineup, Wade's a lefty, Yastrzemski's a lefty, Dickerson's a lefty, Crawford's a lefty, and Duggar is a lefty. That's 5 out of the 8 eligible batters. Exactly what you want from this team and the profile against Oviedo. They should be able to hit tonight. Now, we're into the summer months here in San Francisco. You wouldn't know it. Game time temperatures around 60 degrees, 23-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to dead center field. It might sound like a lot, but this is typical out there. Keep in mind also, there is a marine layer that's almost like a fog, it feels like, for the baseball that doesn't let it travel as far. Does the wind help? Yes. Doesn't necessarily mean it's hammer time out there in the Bay Area. But as we look at the lineup here for the Giants, it profiles really well against Oviedo. I wouldn't be surprised if they did score some runs tonight for San Francisco, win the game, and also hit their team total.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one to break down. I want to bring up Yankees Mariners while we still have some time left here. The New York Yankees are minus 118 to win this game in Seattle. The total is 8. Domingo Germán has been miserable, pitching to an ERA near an 8 over the last month of baseball play. Kikuchi's been excellent over his last 5 or so starts, pitching to a sub-2 ERA, but a lefty against this Yanks lineup. Does anything jump out tonight for you, Donnie, in Yankees Mariners?
Yeah, what actually jumps out is the line itself, because typically when you take a look at a Yankees game, Kikuchi's on the mound. He's actually been good this year, Kevin. XFIP 3.60, striking out close to 26% of the batters that he's faced. But we take a look, it's kind of surprising that the Yanks at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now only a minus 118 and the over-under is 8. Now, yesterday we only saw, what, one run, obviously, coming in from the Mariners, but the Yankees carried it. This game, to me, seems like an underplay. Crazy for me, right? I'm thinking unders. I think it might get there tonight.
I might have to just bet the over. Yanks have now actually hit the over in 5 straight, so maybe some things working. Maybe. We'll see. Coming back, the early line continues after this break.
Some artists work in clay. Some
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment today on the early line for a Wednesday, action-packed as always over the 2 hours. We're going to hand it off here to the morning after with Ariel Epstein and Ben Stevens, 9 to 12 to take you through for the next 3 hours right here on the Sports Grid Network. Talking about a lot of things today. The match, very interesting. Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau and company bringing home a victory, but also taking a look at the NBA Finals. How about Giannis coming back to play last night, right? 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Unbelievable performance by him coming back and showing that might, which you're going to need out of the Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of the series if they want to win. Chris Paul, tremendous effort in game one. Will we see the same type of effort in game two? I think so. Devin Booker needs to step up for the Suns. Middleton needs to step up and continue to play well for the Bucks, but also taking a look from a perspective of the Phoenix Suns in command now, up 1-0 in this series, and we'll see how much we get out of Giannis moving forward. Also tonight, Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 live from Tampa Bay. Kevin and I talked about this a little bit earlier today, thinking it might go over the total of 5.5, which is plus money at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Something to keep an eye on. Maybe they pull their goalie early. Maybe we see some late fireworks. 2-1, 3-1 in the third period. Maybe enough juice over the last 5 minutes to certainly get over the total. But also moving forward, a full slate of Major League Baseball. And oh yes, we got soccer to talk about this afternoon on the pitch. England stepping up. Is it coming home to the English? Wembley should be on fire today for that game versus Denmark. Keep in mind, that also comes up right around 3 p.m. Eastern time. You'll be able to sink your teeth into that. A full Major League Baseball card. Many games on the card in the afternoon today. You got Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Chicago, White Sox, Minnesota, also Detroit and Texas. A lot of stuff to bring us in and have some fun. But over the next 3 hours, as I said, the morning after is going to continue right here on the Sports Grid Network. Ariel Epstein, Ben Scott Stevens, they got you covered all the way through. We're out of here for the early line.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save